Gonzalez, and good morning to you, and welcome to the Deed of Inheritance. We're sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. This is Fiona Pishka saying a very good morning to you, and I hope that you are having a wonderful time in the Lord today. In case you're not, just stay tuned, and we are here to bring you the Word of God that is sure to lift you up in faith. And with me today in the church here today with me is Pastor Doug. How are you doing this morning, Pastor Doug?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be on the Deed of Inheritance once again.
Amen. Now, what is it that you'll be teaching us today?
Today I'm going to be talking about getting into the flow, and I want to encourage people to hook up with the Holy Spirit and to get involved, get in the middle of where He's moving and what He's doing.
Amen. And we know there's a revival going on in our land, and we want to be able to tap into what God's doing in this country here in America as revival falls on us. You know, this week we have quite a few things happening at our church this week, Pastor Doug. Of course, tonight we have our Wednesday night refreshing.
Yeah, and I would encourage people to come tonight because we're going to have one of our ministers in our church, Minister Les Patton, who's going to talk about why we're the generation to see Christ return.
Amen. That's good information to know. So he'll be speaking tonight at our Wednesday night refreshing service. So if you are someone that is available, this would be a great night to come out. We're not sure when Minister Les will be speaking again because he is not a regular speaker here, but he is going to be here tonight.
Yeah.
So we want to take advantage of that and come hear what the Lord's laid on his heart. He has a special message for the people of God. It's something that we all need to hear.
And then coming up this Saturday at 10 a.m., we're going to be having the ladies' tea, and you are going to be speaking about being a beautiful you. So we want to encourage all the ladies to come out and experience a great time. We're going to decorate the church. It's going to look beautiful, and I know that you're going to bring forth a powerful word.
Amen. And actually, speaking of the tea, it is a free tea, but there was a registration that was required. And as we stand today, we are full. We are at our maximum amount. But if it's something that you wanted to do, you just did not have an opportunity to call, just give us a call, and we'll see about making some room available. But we have met the amount that we had planned for. And praise God. So we're expecting all the women to have a good time here on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Woven Women's Group here at Victory Christian Fellowship, we're putting this together. And of course, the women here on Saturday are going to have a special opportunity. They will be able to be the first shoppers of our Victory Christian bookstore.
Amen.
Right here in the church.
Yeah, we're excited about opening our bookstore, and it's going to be a great time. It's looking beautiful. We have wonderful products in there and quite a variety, actually.
Absolutely. And so just to let you know that we are now a bookstore here in town in Palmyra. We're not very far away from either Lebanon or Harrisburg. So it's something that you could check out. Of course, we have the big event that's happening on Sunday night as well.
Yeah, we're having a worship concert. We're going to have music. Our worship team is going to be here, and we're going to have a special musician by the name of Aaron Palmer, and we're going to allow you to listen to some of his music here on this broadcast so that we want to give you a taste of some things that you'll experience this weekend.
So Aaron Palmer is a saxophone player mainly, but he also plays a lot of instruments. He also sings.
Yes.
So today we're going to play you one of the songs on which he plays the saxophone, and we hope that you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that this morning. That was Aaron Palmer on the saxophone, of course, with backup singers as well. But he will be here live on Sunday night, the 4th of May at 6 p.m. here at Victory Christian Fellowship, along with other worship leaders as well in our church. And we are going to worship God. We're going to cry out to the Lord, open up the, so that he can open up the windows of heaven for real and pour us out a blessing.
Yeah, there's something about when believers get together just to worship the Lord. I think it touches his heart and it causes him to move in mighty and miraculous ways. So just to recap what's going on before we get into the message, tonight at 7 p.m., Saturday morning, ladies' tea, 10 a.m., and then for those of you that listen to this broadcast in the Lancaster area, we'll be holding a special meeting at the Ephrata Church of God on 111 East Chestnut Street on Saturday evening at 7 p.m., and we're just going to have a great time this weekend in the Lord. And we thank you for listening to this broadcast. So before we get into the messages today, let's take a moment and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks and praise for this broadcast and for this radio station, Lord. May your anointing go forth on this broadcast. May you touch people's hearts and open the minds of those who are listening, Father, and just bless them with what you want to do in them, through them, and to them, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Deed of Inheritance broadcast. This broadcast is about helping you inherit God's promises and experiencing their benefits. There are benefits that God has in his promises. And today I want to talk to you about getting in to the flow. And if you have a Bible, you can turn with me to John chapter 7, verses 37 and 39. And we're going to read, and the Bible said, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And the Amplified says, now on the final and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood forth and he cried in a loud voice, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, he who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being springs and rivers of living water shall flow continuously." But he was speaking here of the Spirit, whom those who believed, trusted, had faith in him, were afterward to receive, for the Holy Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified or raised to honor. And so he says here, out of your belly or out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And I want to encourage you to get into the flow. Now, what is the flow? What does it mean to flow? Here are some insights into that word from Webster's number 2 New College Dictionary. And that word flow means to move freely like a liquid, to move freely like a liquid, to circulate as blood, to discharge as a stream, to move with a continual shifting of component particles, for example, like grain flowing into a silo, to proceed steadily and easily, to appear smooth, harmonious, or graceful, to rise like the tide of the ocean, to be plentiful or to abound, to overflow, and to flood. And to release as a flow, or to cause to flow. Or you could say a stream, a continuous outpouring. And those are the definitions of the word flow. And I want to encourage you that you need to get in to the flow. And what do I mean when I say that? You need to be in a place where the Holy Spirit of God is moving, and you need to get in the midst of what he's doing in this moment and in this hour and in this season. You know, God is moving all across the earth. And we know of there's a revival going on in Lakewood, Florida currently. And if you have God TV, I've been watching it on the television, and they had to move from an arena to or from a small location to an arena. And now they may have to move into a stadium, and it's just increasing. But see, there are things that God is doing there. And you know, it doesn't have to just occur in Florida. It can occur right here in Pennsylvania. And I want to encourage you to get into the flow. See, the move of the Holy Spirit is like a river. What do I mean by that? You know, if you've ever seen a river can be shallow and swift moving. A river can be deep and slow moving. A river can have rapids. You know, a river may have bends and twists in it. A river, you know, it might be shallow. There might be a little stream, or there might be heavy rapids. But there are many varieties of how a river can move. But the move of the Holy Spirit is like a river. You know, Jesus is like a boat, and if you get into Jesus and you just allow him or the river to take you where you need to go, there's one thing sure about every river. They all have one direction. They all are heading somewhere. They all are going somewhere. There's not a river that changes its mind, but every river on this earth has a direction, and there's a particular flow. Some rivers have an undertow. In other words, there's a strong current underneath that you can't really see, but if you get caught in the undertow, you know, it'll take you under. And God moves like a river. And I want to encourage you to get into the flow. Now, the Bible has many things to say about rivers. And every river has a flow. And in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, the Bible talks about a river flowing south from the throne room. And it's flowing out and it's moving. And in Psalms 46, the Bible tells us that there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. What flow is that? It's heading towards gladness and joy. And if you get into that flow and you allow the Holy Spirit to move you in that direction, then you're going to, you know, joy and gladness and rejoicing is going to flow out of you. And signs of that will be laughter and rejoicing, maybe dancing and shouting, even singing. And you can get into that flow. But the Bible says there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Did you know that you are God's habitation? You are God's house, and the people of God are the city of God. The city is where the people of God gather, and there is a flow that makes you glad. And the book of Revelation, chapter 22, talks about a river of life that flows from heaven. There is a river that produces life. It's abundant with life. In other words, life, it brings life. It circulates life. And there's a continual shifting of life. And, you know, every major civilization was started or began by a river because of the life that's in that river. And in Psalm 36, chapter 8, the Bible says that you can drink from God's river and be satisfied. That's Psalms 36, chapter 8. And, you know, what's that saying is that there is, you can be abundantly satisfied. That is, all who put your trust in the mercy of God, you're going to be satisfied. Did you know that God wants to satisfy you? That verse says in Psalm 36:8, it says, "They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house, and you shall make them drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light." And so Psalm 36:8 talks about being satisfied by drinking from the river of God's pleasures. And, you know, what he's saying is that you can drink to your full or until you're satisfied. It's like a man who is thirsty and he comes across something to drink, and he drinks in till he's full, till his thirst is quenched, till he's satisfied. And, you know, it's like one who's thirsty, but you have to drink in order to get full. And that's what that verse is saying there. And we can get into the flow. See, all these verses talk about how there is a river, and every river has a flow, and you can get into the flow of the river. And I'm talking about, really, the river that I'm speaking about is the move of God, or how God wants to move on this earth. You know, there were certain things that Jesus did. There were certain things that he was drawn to, and it was because he was in the flow. He was in the river. He did whatever he saw his Father do. He said in himself he could do nothing. He could do nothing without the Father. And whatever he saw his Father do, he did. Whatever he heard his Father say, he said. And Jesus was in the flow. Ever since he got baptized in the River Jordan and the Holy Spirit came on him, he became a tributary in the river of God, and he allowed God's power and grace to flow through him. And, you know, people need to desire more of God, but never desire more than God. Did you know that God will fully satisfy you? And a river flowing in its channel is a source of considerable energy. And we need to allow God to move in us with his power. You know that there is power in the Lord Jesus. There is power in the Word of God. And the flow of God brings abundance. Deuteronomy chapter 8 talks about in the promised land, there will be no scarcity or lack. And, you know, the promised land that God gave to Israel, he described it as a good, large land that flows with milk and honey. In other words, there was a flow of abundance. That land was blessed of the Lord. I like what Deuteronomy chapter 11 says about that land. Verses 11 through 15, it says that this land, it drinks in the rain from heaven. In other words, it allows heaven's goodness and blessing to come upon it, and it drinks it in, and it is saturated with the abundance of heaven, and it produces fertile crops. It's very fertile. It's very plentiful. That's what the promised land was described as. And, you know, the Bible talked about how the land was rich and fertile, and you could plant and things would grow there in abundance. And then in order to get, you know, we have to get into the flow of the Holy Spirit. You know, the early church was birthed in the power of the Holy Spirit. It was birthed on the day of Pentecost, when that was the day that God chose to pour out his Spirit. He spoke about it in the book of Joel. He said, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. In other words, what was he saying? He was allowing the river that's in heaven to be poured out on everybody, and he was going to call that the church. And he birthed his church in power, and there was a divine flow that was operating in the early church. And this is what, you know, the flow describes how the Holy Spirit moves in our midst. He operates, he's very similar to a river. And we need the Holy Spirit to move freely. And we need to allow him to continually shift the components in us that God wants us to have. And just as the tides of the ocean vary and the currents of rivers vary, so does the move of the Holy Spirit. How do you know if someone's in the flow? Because change is the measurement that determines if someone has been in the flow or not. And I want to encourage you that through this broadcast, you can hook up with what God wants to do. You can have as much of God as you want to. And only flowing water produces power. And, you know, Jesus said here, as we read in our text in John chapter 7, that out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Did you know that you can, with joy, you can draw water out of the wells of salvation? Isaiah 12:3 tells us that with joy, you can draw water out of the wells of salvation. And Isaiah 44:3 says, water will come from heaven and it will come on dry and thirsty ground. God will pour water on dry and thirsty ground. And Isaiah 58 tells us that you will be a well-watered garden. What does that mean? Well, when you allow the rain from heaven, when you allow the water from heaven to flow through you and to get in the move, to get in the middle of what God is doing. How do you get in the middle? Well, you ask God where you want him, where he wants you to be and what he wants you to do. And you consider what the Lord wants you to do. And, in Acts chapter 2, the people were gathered together and they were told to get in the flow. They were told to tarry in Jerusalem until they are endued with power from on high, until that water would hook up with them. And, you know, we put generators on rivers, on water that's moving. And that's what I'm talking about, getting into the flow. And God will overflow you. He will fill you. And Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria in John chapter 4, he said that living water will flow out of you. And Ephesians tells us in chapter 5 that we need to be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Well, that speaking is representative of allowing the water to flow through you. And, you know, the Bible is very clear in many parts about how God wants us to get into a flow. And let me just share some qualities of a river with you. A river usually flows from higher ground to lower ground. See, the river of God, it flows from God to us. It flows from heaven to earth. Did you know that we can have God's will done on earth as it is in heaven? That's what he wants. And a river can flow on the surface as well as underground with chambers, caves, and caverns. And the Holy Ghost flows out from within our innermost being. We have inside of us, we have caves and caverns, and it's from the inside that the Holy Ghost flows out of us. And, you know, some areas that have a variable rainfall have rivers that may carry water occasionally, then dry up. We need the early and the latter rain to continually saturate us so that we can move with God. You know, almost all rivers are joined by other rivers and streams called tributaries. You know, the church is a tributary of God's flow of living water. And God wants to flow through his church. He wants to flow through believers. You know, he wants us to share in his power and to release his power. Will you be a tributary for God? You know, throughout the course of a river, the water it transports picks up sediments and other deposits. As God's river flows, he may impart other things to you. He may give you different gifts, and he may release different things to you. But you need to allow that river to flow. And an undercurrent of a river may be strong. You know, more than the visible surface, you know, the work that God does, it occurs inside a person, and it may be stronger than the expression on the outside. You know, the work that God does, and here's another thing about a river. Every river has a direction, and the Holy Ghost always has a destination. He's always getting us to Christ. He's always bringing us closer to Him. He's always conforming us to the image of God's Son. That's His destination. That's where He wants to take us. And a river may have different levels as the water flows. It can be deeper, shallow, slower, rapid. We talked about that earlier. And you need to enjoy whatever level God leads you to, knowing that He will take you as far as you want to go. Do you remember the vision that Ezekiel had? There was a guy with a measuring stick, and he measured out 1,000 cubits, and it was ankle deep. And then he measured out another 1,000 cubits, and it was knee deep. He measured out another 1,000 cubits, and it was waist deep. Then he measured out another 1,000 cubits, and it was deep. It was wide. He had to swim. See, so you can have as much of God as you want. And I want to encourage you, friend, that you need to come and visit Victory Christian Fellowship, because this is a place where God's flow is being released, where we're learning how to flow with God. We're learning how to walk in the power and the authority that God has given us through Jesus Christ. And we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m., every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and you can look on our website, www.vcfpa.org, to look up our upcoming events, or you can call us at 717-838-2033. But it is important for you as a member of the body of Christ to get into the flow and to allow God to move through you any way that He desires. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray that every listening ear will open up their hearts. They will become tributaries in the river of God. They will allow You to flow through them and work in them and work through them in great and mighty ways. Father, Lord, may we just be yielded to Your will and to Your Holy Spirit, and may we turn to Jesus and trust Him for salvation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm sure glad that you got to hear that message today. I know that you enjoyed it quite a bit, and that it spoke to your heart. And just focus this week on how the Lord would like to use you to be something that He can work through, someone that He can work through. And of course, get His message out to the people. Today, we will leave you with the song from Aaron Palmer, "Open the Windows of Heaven and Let It Rain." God bless you.